The idea of a spelling bee for grown-ups was conceived as a way to raise money to help restore the old Art Deco Lattice Theater. A Lattice trustee said she'd always wanted to compete in a spelling bee.
So we thought about it.
Gail Nunziata is the managing director of Lattice Arts.
And we got a bunch of people together, including Tom Baudet, and it just sort of took off.
Baudet, a public radio personality who lives in Dummerston, agreed to be the Spelling Bee's MC as long as it was fun. And it has been, judging from the crowd streaming into the theater for this year's spell check. 18 teams of 3 people each have signed up for the competition. Some come in costume. Mike Moricki, a state legislator from Putney, is here as Groucho Marx. He wiggles a pair of fake eyebrows and taps an unlit cigar.
Say the magic word and split $100.
Maricki's teammates are his daughter Grace, dressed as Chico Marx, and Amelia Struthers as Harpo. The team is called the Sesquipedalians, which means lovers of big words. The reigning champs from last year are the B-52s, named after a 70s rock group. The women on the team all have massive beehive hairdos. A team from the New England Youth Theater is called To Be or Not to Be. There's a group of teachers from the local high school and a trio of lawyers who say they've done their homework.
We've been briefing this for months.
Moderator Tom Baudet collects interesting words for this event all year. Words like lysotrichus, having straight or smooth hair, ophiophagus, feeding on snakes, and prognathus, having a jaw that protrudes outward.
And then I'll sit down as we get closer to it and start putting them in some kind of an order so that I can make a bit of a story out of it.
Baudet has to use each word in a sentence during the competition. The bee is set up like a game show. 3 teams seated at tables are on stage at once. Also on stage, opposite Baudet, is lawyer Jim Maxwell, a.k.a. the beekeeper. Baudet says the word and Maxwell defines it. Then Baudet gives a sentence.
The word is hyamel.
Hyamel, of or relating to winter.
With the weekend free of anything even remotely hyamel, the farm store parking lots were crammed with Volvos, Subarus, and even the occasional pickup truck.
The word is hyamel. Begin.
The teams have 15 seconds to spell the word on a whiteboard and hold it up.
Time.
Sorry.
Brattleboro town manager Barb Sondag is this year's judge.
Way to go!
When 2 of the teams on stage are eliminated, another 3 teams go up, followed by another 3, until all 18 teams have had their turn. Winning teams go on to the semifinals and eventually to the finals. The contest this year was decided by the word hebdomad.
Hebdomad, a group of 7.
Arnold eyed the hebdomad of earnest gardeners ahead of him in line and thought, geez, some crow, this is going to take all day.
The word is hebdomad. Begin.
And we have a new champion.
The winner is a group called the 3 Bells of Kids Place after an indoor play space in town.
The 3 Bells of Kids Place.
One of the bells, the captain, is a man. Kira Storm. He says he saw the evening as a chance to put on a skirt and have some fun. On further questioning, Storm acknowledges that he's also a tournament Scrabble player. And though it was fun, he was in it to win. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.